Lieutenant Commander James Sherrard. He's a part of a group of Class of 83 Naval Academy grads who are all doing the Bama-Rama 500. They're biking 500 miles across the state of Alabama. And y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, they picked some serious terrain to have to cover. But they're doing it to raise money for veterans' causes. James himself is raising money for Still Serving Veterans, which is a great organization that I'm familiar with out of Huntsville. But last night they were in Gadsden, so Butters and I got a chance to go up to Nakalula Falls, hang out with the 17 members of the Class of 83 that are doing the Bama-Rama 500, and we're getting daily updates, and right now James Sherrard is on the phone. Lieutenant Commander James Sherrard, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bill. A little bit tired, but doing well.
Just a little bit? That's all right then. So how was the leg today, and what's been going on since you talked to the audience last week?
Yeah, today was our easiest day for the whole week. Tomorrow's our hardest. So we got in early to Oxford, and we're gonna rest up and get ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow's all the way to Auburn, and it's a real challenge for us. Then after that, we get a little bit easier. I sat down with another writer today just after we got back to before the radio show, and I got just two pages of notes of people to just tell you all about them and how what they did for us. But I won't do all that. But I will give you a summary. We've got about half of our riders and our support crew rode 3,000 miles across America this time last year, raising money for these and other veterans charities. So they got a lot of miles of riding across the 9 states to get to from Seattle to Annapolis. And they said the first 3 days in Alabama, just overwhelmingly better than the entire trip across the U.S.
Wow.
The hospitality and just the graciousness of people we've run into across the state. We've got people honking and yelling at us, and that's not because we're cyclists. I mean, we have a lot of people just waving at us. We had police escorts into Gadsden and out of Gadsden this morning. If you've never had a motorcycle police escort through downtown wherever, it's an incredible thing.
That's awesome.
We had 2 e-bike police with us, and they, riding in front of us. It was fantastic. They took us all the way from our hotel in Gadsden all the way out to a Mara-Ella winery.
Oh yeah,
outside of Gadsden.
Yeah,
and then they hosted us. I mean, I've got a whole list here of just how gracious people were in supporting us. It's been incredible. People love the veterans around. Love veterans around here, and they're, you know, they're loving on us because they might not have a veteran right there to hug on.
it's really been something. I mean, and I know that you guys had other stops along the way. Like my understanding, there's a little church up in Boaz or someplace that Fairview Baptist that they were having Pastor Appreciation Day, and they just had y'all come in for the potluck meal, and it was just amazing, is what I heard.
Yeah, that was the Harvest Center Church in Collinsville. It's
okay.
A really small church, and they were, like you said, they were doing a pastor appreciation dinner, and they found out a couple days before that we were coming through, and they invited us in. It was all home-cooked meals, all home-cooked food, potluck, and we had more people there than the parishioners for that luncheon. And yet they didn't run out of food. It was fantastic, and that's the kind of hospitality we've seen across the state.
Well, that's awesome. But you know what? And you're from Alabama. You're the guy who's from Alabama. But I think you and I would probably expect no less out of our state. That's an amazing aspect of what we are. But I know you've got guys in the group that are from everywhere, from Chicago to San Diego. I mean, I met a bunch of them all last night. And what a great group of guys. But they're from all over the place.
They are. They love everything about Alabama. Except for the hill.
well, you guys, listen, if they're not liking the hills, tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are going over Mount Cheeha area. Is that correct?
We're not going to go over the top of the mountain. We're not rangers. We're not going to go over the top of the mountain, but we're going to go. We've got some good climbs, some heavy climbs tomorrow. It's all about the climbs. It's the distance and the climb. And tomorrow is our most challenging day.
Well, tomorrow's going to be one of those beautiful rides, though, too, because I know you're going through the Talladega National Forest in that area. And listen, man, this time of year and the weather being what it is, you guys are in for a treat. And then I know you're headed down to the most beautiful little town on the plains down towards Auburn. And it's got some hills here and there, but it's mostly flat ground. So, well, blessings on you, man. And keep us posted. We want to hear from you again tomorrow, okay?
I will, and I'll be calling in from the road tomorrow. Certainly, if I call it at the same time, I'll be on the road, hopefully on the downhill side from that mountain.
All right, good enough. James Sherrard and all you guys with Bama Rama 500, go Navy. We appreciate you.
Go Navy. Thanks.
See ya.